Hi, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, motor insurance premiums expected to go up by more than 30% from January next year as government moves to impose VAT on non-life products. Also coming up, Greater Accra Region records the lowest rate of inflation for the first time in many years. We'll tell you why. Plus, later on the Business Journal, we'll tell you the story of how waste in the multi-billion dollar fashion industry is safely being disposed of without harming the environment. Details coming up. It's 10 days to Christmas. My name is Daryl Kwal. Thanks for joining us for the Business Report. Hello to our friends listening from Kofi Radio and KTU Radio. Well, the amount of money you pay for motor insurance is expected to go up by more than 30% from January next year, following government's decision to impose VAT on non-life insurance products by 21%, as well as an expected increase in motor insurance itself by at least 10% from 2024. Now, this will also affect non-life products from next year. Chief Executive of the Ghana Insurers Association, Dr. Kingsley Kwesi Kwabasin, has been speaking on PM Express Business Edition about this development.
It means that if, for the sake of this discussion, we agree with stakeholders that we are, let's say, increasing by 10, 15%, for example, 10 or 15%, it means that if there is a VAT of 21% added to the 10 or 15%, that is huge. And it will be a challenge for everyone in the sense that the transport owner or the driver or whoever it is, we would have to pay about 21% more than he would have ordinarily paid.
If we hold the VAT development
as the
constant,
economy, the
let's hold it constant. If this VAT issue had not come in,
let's say 10%,
we'd be looking at a minimum of like 10%.
Minimum of 10%.
Yeah. Or 15%. Mm. And that will happen for the motor.
So that is why we are pleading that this, about the 21% VAT introduced on non-life insurance businesses, for want of a better word, should be put on hold or it should be stopped. Because
you had a chief executive of the Ghana Insurers Association, Dr. Kingsley Kwesi Kwabasin. There is a repeat of that conversation this morning on the Joy News channel at 11. The Greater Accra Region, for the first time in many years, recorded the lowest rate of inflation of 19.8% in November this year. The Western Region, which recorded the highest rate of inflation of 39.8%, was due to an increase in food prices. This is a sharp contrast to previously held position by the Ghana Statistical Service that the Greater Accra was having the highest rate of inflation following cost of increase in cost of transport and food. Now, government statistician Professor Samuel Kobney-Nim gave highlights on the November 2023 inflation, which dropped to 26.4%.
The 26.4% rate of inflation that was recorded for the month of November 2023 signifies an 8.8 percentage point drop relative to the year-on-year inflation 35.2% that was recorded for the month of October 2023. Western region recorded the highest rate of inflation of 39.8% and Greater Accra region recorded the least rate of inflation of 19.8%. From a food and non-food perspective, we saw a 10.5 percentage point difference with food inflation 32.2% relative to 21.7% for the month of November 2023.
While still on inflation, senior finance lecturer at the University of Cape Coast Business School, Sarah Mkao, has said that more could be done to further bring inflation down to positively impact the lives of consumers. Sharing his thoughts earlier on Business Live, Mr. Kao said low rates could bring some relief to consumers.
Rate of inflation has dropped by 8% or so, so we should be happy. What the 26.4% is telling us is that the prices on the market are still increasing, but they are increasing at a decreasing rate. And so we still have a lot of hardship in the system, and then the prices of items will continue to go up. The good news for businesses is that they can now plan and know how they are going to spend on the market. It should have some relationship with the cost of credit. But we know that the Monetary Planning Committee of Bank of Ghana had maintained the policy rate. Once it has maintained the policy rate, the cost of credit is still much higher.
You had a senior finance lecturer at the University of Cape Coast, Sarah Mkao. Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bami has called on solutions developers to take advantage of huge investments made by government in the digital economy. According to him, government's digitalization drive must be supported by the private sector in order for its full benefits to be realized. He was speaking at the Bank of Ghana's ECD Hackathon Awards dinner.
government in 2022 embarked on a project to further improve broadband access to create the necessary conditions for nationwide efficient and quality digital services, thereby stimulating a vibrant digital innovation ecosystem. It is expected that solution developers and innovators will take advantage of the government's massive investment in core infrastructure for a digital economy to come up with solutions that address the myriad of needs of the country.
Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Mabia there. Telecom company MTN Ghana hopes to train 100,000 youth in digital skills by 2025 through the MTN Skills Academy platform. This was disclosed by the Chief Corporate Services and Sustainability Officer, Adria Riafe. Now, speaking at the launch, she explained that the move will offer practical skills and knowledge to equip the youth for the jobs of the future and reduce unemployment.
So we want to train our youth in digital skills to make them employable in the future. We also, for this program, are not only looking at training, we are also looking at, you know, job placement. So even after the training, what do they do with the training? So this time round, we want to make it a bit more useful for our youth. And so we are partnering with organizations to help us to train and also to help us place those who we train in jobs or in places where they can apply the digital skills.
Well, next, head of the Center for Settlement Studies at the Faculty of Built Environment of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, Professor Divine Ahaji, has indicated that Ghana's structural and engineering approach to addressing natural disasters should be relooked. According to him, Ghanaians must find lasting solutions to the perennial flooding situation. He explained that community engagement is the way forward in dealing with floods, which have become a global phenomenon. He spoke to Joy Business at the Africa Continental Engineering and Construction Network.
Well, the data is out there that consumption of food that is not safe is causing a lot of harm in this continent. Data has been shared, data from WHO.
In the 21st century approach to flood risk management is what we call learning to live with water. You know, so it means we have gotten to a stage where Ghana has to accept that flooding is with us, and we need to know how to help the communities to adapt and learn to live with water. And that is where these technologies come in handy. You know, especially if you look at using computers for simulation, that's one aspect which might be more sophisticated. But then even at a community level, there are various simple techniques using mobile phone technology and things to help communities.
That was Professor Divine Haji, head of the Center for Settlement Studies at the Faculty of Built Environment at the KNUST, speaking at the Africa Continental Engineering and Construction Network event. Now, turning to our business journal for today, we'll explore how waste from the fashion industry can be safely disposed of without harming the environment. The fashion industry is said to be responsible for a percentage of the global negative environmental effects, including high levels of toxic chemicals and textile waste. Here's more.
In the last decade, the fashion industry has doubled production, generating massive waste in the process. Less than 1% of waste collected is used to make new clothing. Be In Style Clothing bends its pieces of textile waste. Sometimes the company gives them away to individuals who use the textile waste as cushion fillers. Kojo Alominu is CEO.
These cutouts that are generated daily based on the workload, as you buy them, we have people who come to us to gather them for other purposes. Some use it for filling spaces like pillow bags, pillow sitters. They come for it for general fillings.
Others end up at landfill sites or get burnt. These trends are not only damaging the environment, they are limiting the opportunities for the fashion industry to succeed in the long term. Lecturer at the Fashion and Textiles Department, KNUST, Eunice Owusu-Enchi, says the industry already misses out on monetary value from clothing being worn less and barely recycled.
Sustainable in a sense that the design itself lasts, I mean, has longevity. You can fall in love with a design for a really long time without discarding it. Secondly, the material that you are choosing to create that particular design or that particular fashion item or article should be one that can last.
Globally, clothing consumption is predicted to rise by 2030.